Graymore Friars Monastery is located on Atonement Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Graymore Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. Invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Graymore Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to reawaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 11, The Sermon on the Mount. All the while these events were taking place, John the Baptist was in prison at Machaerus. It was now almost 10 months since John's arrest. However, he was following Jesus' activity very closely. But one day a disciple of John came to Herod and made a request.
Who are you?
My name is Caleb.
Now, what do you want of me?
I am a disciple of John the Baptist. I beg leave that I and the others may be permitted to see John in his cell.
Why do you want to see him?
We must know, Tetrarch, more about the one he said was to come after him.
Tell me, Caleb, what do you know about John? Where was he born? Who are his parents?
That I do not know. All I know is that one day he stood at the crossing of the Jordan and preached to all who came that way, telling them to be baptized for the remission of sins.
And were you baptized?
Yes.
And you can swear you knew nothing of the man before?
I know only what the others do, only what John has said of himself and his mission. He said he was a voice out of the wilderness, come to make straight the path for one who was to come after him, one whom he said was greater than himself.
Greater? In what way?
Whereas John said he baptized with water, the one who was to come after him would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Well, evidently this one has not yet appeared.
But I don't know.
Yet there is another who's wandering about Galilee, preaching and doing strange things. One, Jesus out of Nazareth.
Yes, there is.
And many have deserted John to follow him.
Yes.
What do you know of Jesus?
What all men know, that he preaches and cures the sick, and many believe in him and follow him.
But you do not?
I was baptized by John and did not go with the others when Jesus began to teach.
In other words, you believe in John?
Yes, as do many of us.
Now, don't you resent the fact that Jesus has stolen many of John's followers?
We are greatly puzzled, sir. Jesus has said many strange things about the Sabbath and fasting, and he does keep strange company.
Perhaps it would be much better for John's teaching if this other man were out of the way.
But that's not for me to say, sir.
Yeah, well, consider it.
Will we be permitted to see John?
Well, I can see no harm in it. Yes, I'll allow you to see him.
And the disciples visited John, and they told him of all the works which Jesus was doing. Now Jesus was aware that his enemies were uniting against him and desired his death. The time had come for him to father his forces and choose the leaders who would succeed him. and take his gospel to all the peoples of the world. And one night, he took himself upon the mountain and passed the whole night in prayer of God, as was his custom. At dawn, he came down from the mountaintop and met those who were coming up to be with him. And he held up his hand for them to stop.
From among you, I will appoint 12 who shall be called apostles.
And one by one he called their names, and they stepped forward and arrayed themselves about him.
Simon Peter, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Andrew, brother of Simon Peter, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus and Jude, his brother, Simon, the Cananean.
There are but 11, Master.
Judas Iscariot.
And taking the 12 aside, he charged them.
Do not go in the direction of the Gentiles, nor enter the towns of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach the message, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
And that the 12 and others present might know his gospel, they returned to the crowd, and Jesus seated himself upon a rock, and he lifted up his voice and taught them,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, and speak falsely and say all manner of evil against you. For my sake, rejoice and exult, because your reward is great in heaven. For so did they persecute the prophets who were before you.
Meanwhile, John the Baptist was in prison at Machaerus, the fortress palace of Herod Antipas, who of late had become a frequent visitor to the cell.
Get away, Taylor. Be gone. None of your prying eyes or ears. What care I if you run to Herodias and tell her I'm with John the Baptist? She knows it. I'll not have you listening in on what I say. Now go. If I catch you within earshot, I'll have you lashed. You understand? Spies, traitors all over the palace. My wife objects to my visits here, John. She says you're a bad influence, that I'm sullen and moody because of you. Much they know. This is the only place in the palace I can find a bit of rest.
I have the one stool. Would you care to sit down?
Oh, thank you, John. I was asking you the other day, what prompted a strong fellow like you to live in the desert and eat locusts and honey? Oh, the very mention of it makes me sick to my stomach. I know you're a bit bereft, but... Well, you interest me. What made you do it?
My mission?
Oh, that voice in the wilderness business. I've heard all about that. And you're a messenger of some sort. Well, I must say you've convinced a lot of people. But tell me, what did you expect to gain? What were you going to do? Lead a rebellion against me or against the Romans?
I was sent to prepare the way for one who was to follow.
Who?
One greater than myself.
Do you know Jesus of Nazareth?
Yes. I baptized him at the Jordan.
Well, he's stealing your thunder around the Sea of Galilee. I've heard all sorts of tales about marvelous cures and the like. And just like you, he's getting people to flock to him. He's drawn the attention of Caiaphas, who sent the scribes down to keep an eye on him.
What else have you heard? Has he said who he is, or...
No, everyone knows who he is. The son of a carpenter from Nazareth. The father's dead, but his mother's still alive. Oh, but enough of Jesus. I've got to decide what to do about you, John. I can't let you loose. Herodias would never give me a moment's peace if I did that. I don't want to kill you. Your followers would raise a cry, and I've enough enemies as it is. Besides, I like you too much. You just have to stay here. I trust it's not been too trying.
For a prisoner, I've been very well treated.
Indeed you have. I ordered you be fed well. You have visitors. Oh, even now, one of your followers is waiting to see you. I'll send him in as I go. Oh, John, if only your reckless tongue had not spoken out and angered Herodias.
It was the truth.
Well, surely you said no more than what the sanctimonious priests mutter behind my back. Antipas is not a good Jew. He's violated the law. He's taken his brother's wife in marriage. Wines and dines on the Sabbath. Ha! What care I for their laws? Against your truth, my anger has been blunted. But Herodias uses it as a whetstone for hers, and you can thank me I've not given in to her. Guard! Come on, open up. I'm ready to leave. Let John the Baptist have his visitor now.
And as Jesus continued his sermon, he gave confidence and hope to many, and he reassured others who were troubled, because they were followers of the law and customs, and it seemed that much of what Jesus had done and said was not in harmony with the ancient law.
You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men, in order that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have come not to destroy, but to fulfill. For amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or tittle shall be lost from the law till all things have been accomplished. For I say to you, that unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, thou shalt not kill, and that whoever shall kill shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Therefore, if thou art offering thy gift at the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has anything against thee, leave thy gift before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you, that anyone who even looks with lust at a woman has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if thy right eye is an occasion of sin to pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is better for thee that one of thy members should perish than that the whole body should be thrown into hell. It was said, moreover, whoever puts away his wife, let him give her a written notice of dismissal. But I say to you that everyone who puts away his wife, save on account of immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And he who marries a woman who has been put away commits adultery. Again you have heard that it was said to the ancients, Thou shalt not swear falsely, but fulfill thy oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, not to swear at all, but let your speech be, Yes, yes, no, no. And whatever is beyond these comes from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, not to resist the evildoer. On the contrary, if someone strikes thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. You have heard that it was said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and shalt hate thine enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who persecute and calumniate you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven, who makes his sun to rise on the good and the evil, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward shall you have? And if you salute your brethren only, what are you doing more than others? You, therefore, are to be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Caleb!
Yes. Come from Capernaum, Master.
No, no, don't call me Master. Come, sit down. We've much to talk about.
Aye, indeed. I've talked with your disciples, and they wish me to speak to you in their behalf.
Of what?
Many are troubled about the one to whom you bore witness at the Jordan, and some have deserted you to follow him.
Jesus of Nazareth? You've heard about him?
Aye.
Tell me all you know.
He's in the territory around the sea. He cures. He confounds the scribes and the Pharisees. Great crowds flock to him. Many, John, whom you baptized.
As he said who he is. Who sent him?
No. We have waited anxiously. We have watched. He has spoken many strange and startling words. He eats with publicans and sinners. He's careless of the Sabbath. We ask ourselves, if Jesus is the one, why does he not proclaim himself?
Never a word, you say.
When others say, You are the Christ, you are the Messiah, he commands them to be silent. No wonder then that we are troubled. We know he received his baptism from you, and men began to follow him because of your words.
No, no, Caleb, it is because of his words they follow.
If he is the one for whom you were the messenger, should we too not follow him? Because of Jesus' silence, we cling to you. The others sent me to put a question to you.
What question?
Is Jesus the Messiah of whom you spoke?
John, too, was troubled, and he turned from Caleb and looked at the blue sky framed by the barred window, and he was thinking,
What can I say to Caleb? I know Jesus is the Messiah. I saw the dove alight on him. I heard the voice of his father say, This is my beloved son. If Jesus has not proclaimed himself, he has good reason. Yet I must quell their doubts and persuade them to leave me and follow him.
John. John, I asked a question, but you turned from me. Is Jesus the Messiah? Surely you of all men can give the answer. Many times you denied that you were the Messiah. Many times you said you were but the voice. And now...
Caleb, I too, before I die, would like to know my mission has been completed.
Our doubts must be settled, John.
The solution is simple.
Then tell us.
Ask Jesus.
What? Ask him?
Yes, take a companion. Seek out Jesus. Tell him I sent you and put a question to him.
What question? How shall we...
Repeat exactly as I say it. Art thou he who is to come... Or shall we look for another?
Art thou he who is to come, or shall we look for another?
That's right.
And if he say no, what then?
Don't speculate on his reply. Find him. Deliver the message. Listen carefully to whatever he says. Don't lose a single syllable. For he will speak only the living truth.
Caleb hurried from the cell to the camp of John's follower. He asked a companion to accompany him, and the two of them set out north toward the Sea of Galilee. And on the mountain, Jesus was deep into his sermon.
Take heed not to practice your good before men in order to be seen by them. Otherwise you shall have no reward with your Father in heaven. Therefore, when thou givest alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee. But when thou givest alms, do not let thy left hand know what thy right hand is doing. Again, when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites who love to pray standing in the synagogues and at the street corners, in order that they may be seen by men. But when thou prayest, go into thy room, and closing thy door, pray to thy Father in secret, and thy Father who sees in secret will reward thee. But in praying do not multiply words as the Gentiles do, for they think that by saying a great deal they will be heard. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, shall you pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you your offenses. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your offenses. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, who disfigure their faces in order to appear to men to be fasting. But anoint thy head and wash thy face, so thou mayest not be seen by men to fast, but by thy Father. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, but in heaven, where neither rust or moth consumes, nor thieves break in and steal. And where thy treasure is, there thy heart also will be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If thy eye be sound, thy whole body will be full of light. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will stand by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious for your life what you shall eat, what you shall put on. Is not the life a greater thing than food, and the body than the clothing? Your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have anxieties of its own. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
And as Jesus lifted up his voice and taught them, amazement was in their minds, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as their scribes and Pharisees. And to the south, 3 days' travel away, Caleb and his companion were hurrying to seek out Jesus and ask of him the question put by John the Baptist. and many, friends and enemies, would be anxious to know what Jesus might say.